The Fair Wages and Salaries Commission says it will not be bullied by any labor union to implement policies that are not principled on the single spine pay policy. The head of public relations of the commission, El Ankra, described the strike by the doctors as unfortunate, as the National Labor Commission has already ruled on the matter. He added that their actions are not justified and that granting the doctors' demand will grind the entire public service to a halt. He spoke to Brighton Trauma.
Well, it's rather unfortunate, but this is the issue. At Fair Wages and Salaries Commission, our mandate is to work on pay policy administration in this country. The moment a group goes on strike for any reason, it becomes a National Labour Commission issue and not a Fair Wages and Salaries Commission issue. We must recall that we invited all groups that benefit from the interim market premium arrangement to a table, so we discussed the payment schedule. GMA opted out. In actual fact, they made that demand at Labour Commission. The Labour Commission granted them that they negotiate separately from the rest of the groups. So we went ahead and negotiated with the groups and came up with a schedule. And we met GMA differently, and we presented the same schedule, which they rejected. We went back to the National Labour Commission to give our different schedule. So we presented our schedule, and they presented their schedule as well to the Labour Commission. According to the ruling, they researched into it. That's the National Labour Commission went into the matter, listened to both sides, researched into it, and came up with a conclusion that indeed the Fair Wages and Salaries Commission's schedule is the one that must be adopted for GMA. They've decided that after the National Labour Commission's ruling, they are going to call a strike. Then it's rather unfortunate. It then ends being a Fair Wages issue. It becomes a National Labour Commission issue because the laws that set up Fair Wages does not expect us to deal with strike actions in any way.
So for now, you are recusing yourself from the issue and you are turning to National Labour Commission to settle it.
This is not the choice of Fair Wages Salaries Commission. It is the decision by the laws of this country that labor-related issues and indeed strike actions are handled by National Labour Commission. The law that set up Fair Wages Commission did not say in any way that whenever a group goes on strike, you grant them whatever they want, 100% at all costs. There's no point in the law that indicates that. So we have done our part. The rest is between them and Labour Commission, and indeed between them and the constitution of this country, which requires that if you are not satisfied with any ruling, remember the National Labour Commission has the powers of the court. So if you are not satisfied with the ruling, you can take your matter to a higher court and go embarking on a strike or taking the law into your own hands. It is frowned upon by our laws in this country the last time I checked.
Looking at the demands by the doctors, can't there be a win-win situation so that all these things can be averted?
Yeah, we seem to be in a rush, in a hurry to say, okay, to avoid the strike action by the doctors, let's give them what they want so that we have a peace. But mind you, if we grant that to them, the repercussions will be bigger than what we have at this country. The entire public service will come to a halt if we continue doing like that. Remember, GMA are not the only group that benefits from interim market premium. There are other groups, including Ghana Registered Nurses Association and more others. We met with them. They all accepted the payment schedule, and they are moving on. If we turn around and come and give doctors a different schedule from what we give to the rest of the groups, what's going to happen, what's going to be on our laps as a country? And they're all going to say then they all want the same schedule. The law that established Fair Wages said we must operate in a fair, open, transparent, and strategic manner, systematic manner. And that is what we are doing, and that is all we will do.
On the intended strike by pharmacists, Mr. Ankra said their demands are of no merit. He added that the commission would treat all labor unions equally and in a transparent manner.
Pharmacists who sent us to the National Labour Commission asked us to make some adjustments at their entry-level grades. Fair Wages wasn't comfortable with it, but we implemented it anyway. They returned to the National Labour Commission again and asked for more adjustments on their salary grade. Fair Wages is of the opinion that if we implement that second demand from the pharmacists, it's going to shatter the entire health sector in this country, and it will blow over into the entire public service. So Fair Wages has said we are not going to implement that. And we're just not doing that with arms folded. We've taken it to the appeals court so that it is looked into. If the court decides that we should implement it, then when the repercussions come, it will not be on our hands. It will be in the hands of the court. As it stands right now, Fair Wages will not implement the pharmacist's decision. If they have issues, they should also take it to the court. And we believe we live in a constitutional democracy. and that's how things should operate. We would like to assure the public that they should not panic by this so-called season of strikes. If you look at it collectively, yes, it is a little alarming. But if you pick up the groups and issues one after the other, you find out that most of them are of no merit. They believe that because of how essential their services are, they can bully fair wages into granting them whatever they want 100%. I can tell you that not all doctors are in agreement with what the leadership of GMA is compelling them to do. Not all university teachers are in agreement with what the UTAC executives are asking them to do. But let's have a general conversation as a country and find out if, when it comes to doctors and university teachers, the rules must apply differently. At the moment, the rules as they lie down at fair wages is that treat everybody equally and in a transparent manner. And that's how we are going to do. No amount of strikes will move fair wages into taking decisions that are not principled on the single spine pay policy.
Erlan Kreis, the head of public relations at the Fair Wages and Salaries Commission.